I started off the last couple weeks talking about the benefits of being a part of God's kingdom, the benefits of being a believer in Christ. And we're going to continue to talk about that. In Psalms 103, it talks about where God tells David, do not forget all my benefits. Do not forget all my benefits. And the second benefit in that list where we began to read the benefits of being a part of the kingdom is that he heals. That he is a God who heals people. And let's just read that in Psalm 103. If you could turn there real quick, and we're just going to read that. Let me get there real quick. Psalm 103, it says this. Bless the Lord, O my soul, starting with the first verse in 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities. And of course, we talked about that last week. And this week, he says, who heals all your diseases. That God heals us from our diseases. Now, we still struggle, and we're going to talk about why many times still on this planet, we're struggling with disease, we're struggling with sickness, we're struggling with needing healing, we're struggling with depression, we're struggling with low self-esteem, we're struggling with physical ailments and physical issues, and there's reasons why we do that, but God says that when he came to provide healing as well. We are talking a minute this morning about Palm Sunday, where Jesus began his trek into Jerusalem. He was riding on a donkey, and he was coming into Jerusalem, and they were saying, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, and they were calling him the king. And that was a prophetic message, because he is the king, he was the king, he is the king, and he will ever be the king. And when he was coming in, they were absolutely saying the right thing, but they were saying it for the wrong reasons. Because most of them were thinking that he was the king who was going to raise up an army, and that army was going to overthrow the Roman government. And of course, they found out that that wasn't necessarily what he meant by that. But yet, the fact that he is and was to be coronated as king is absolutely accurate and absolutely true. When he was coming into Jerusalem, he was to be coronated as the king. And it led him all the way to Calvary. And on Calvary, he died on the cross. And when he died on the cross and he was looking up and he said, Father, it is done. It is finished. He said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And then in just a little bit after that, he said, it is finished. And the Bible says he gave up his spirit. I mean, if we begin to read in different passages, we find out that what happened after that was absolutely amazing. Because before he was resurrected from the dead, the Bible says that he went into the belly of the earth, figuratively to speaking. We're not sure if that's physical or figuratively, or if that was real or not real. But one thing we do know is the Bible says that he went in and he took captivity captive. He made an open show of the devil, and he took the keys of hell and death from the devil, and he made an open show in front of everybody of old Slewfoot. He turned things around. His trip into Jerusalem was to turn things around. And what was it that he was trying to turn around? And we find out that when we talked about it this morning, we found out this morning that the thing that he was turning around was the thing that the reason that we get sick, the reason we see disease, the reason that we have issues and problems, the reason that we have difficulties is because we have been cursed with a curse. We live in a cursed world. And in that world, we see people who get sick. We see people who die. We see people who suffer. We see people who suffer from depression and all different manners of ailments, whether it's physical, whether it's mental, whether it's spiritual, all different manner of ailments. Why? Because we were cursed. Where does that come from, Pastor? It comes from the very first book of the Bible. It comes from Genesis. We look in Genesis. What happened? Adam and Eve sinned. They disobeyed God, and they were cursed with a curse. It's called the law, the curse of the law of the sin of sin and death, and we're all under it. We were all put under that and placed under that, and because now our bodies begin to deteriorate. How many of you know that? Well, some of you are young in here, and some of you haven't really discovered this yet. But pretty soon you're going to discover that the things that you used to be able to do, you're not able to do anymore. Okay, let me give you an example. How many of you are able to get out of bed without your bones creaking? Is there anybody in here who, yeah, there's Max is over here. Max can get out of bed without his bones creaking. I seen Dylan with his hand back there. He can get it without his bones. Just wait, my friend. Just wait, my friend. You are, your body, your flesh is under a curse, and pretty soon, I'm not going to speak it into existence, but I'm going to tell you, the older you get, the more difficult it is to get out of bed sometimes. Why? Because our bodies are dying. Because in our bodies, we carry the effects of sin. And it came into existence when the curse took place. When Adam and Eve sinned, they were placed under a curse, the curse of the law of sin and death. But what Jesus did when he was on his donkey and he was going down to Jerusalem, he was there to turn things around, to change things, to change the whole equation, so that we are no longer under the law of sin and death. Now we are under the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And if you go to the book of Romans, the Bible will tell you that the whole creation is groaning and travailing and desiring to be out from under this curse. Now, creation doesn't know why it's under the curse. It doesn't understand, but all they know is that from the day they're born, they come to a place where they die. I told the story about my wife Heidi and our little dog Abby. Am I staying in the light? Am I okay? I got thumbs up over there. Great. We have had a little dog that lived about 13, 14 years. And if you have a dog, if you've got pets, you understand, you see the effects of the curse. It comes because we can see the effects that from the moment that they're born, they become puppies. They've got all this energy, they've got all this life and all this excitement. We've got a new golden doodle. Does anybody know anything about golden doodles? Oh, we've got us a new little golden doodle. But Abby was our dog for a long time, but at 13, 14 years, she ended up passing and dying, and we could see the death upon her. And when her spirit or the life that was in her left, not the soul spirit like we have, but the life that was in her left, she didn't look the same anymore because that life was taken from her because her body died. Okay, now we've got a nice golden doodle who's just the life and excitement in her is absolutely driving me nuts. It's driving me nuts. I see that life in her because she will gallop around our house. I mean, she was a little bitty dog when we first got her, and now she's growing and growing and growing, and she's about 40 pounds now, and she jumps on us and loves on, and she's just a loving, wonderful dog, but she's just got so much energy that she won't sit still, and she's galloping around our house, and me and Heidi keep saying, well, we're going to have to find a way to get her trained. We don't know how that's going to work or if it's going to work, but we're going to have to try and get her trained, because she gallops everywhere because the life is in her. But there's going to come a time when that death cycle is going to take hold of her as well, and she's probably going to stop galloping like she used to. There may come a time, there may come a day when she doesn't run around like she used to, when she starts slowing down quite a bit, and that death cycle has happened. Why is that? Why do we have to see our pets go? Why do we have to see plants many times that die from one season to the other? Because we're in a death cycle that's under the curse called the law of sin and death. But see, he came to reverse the curse. He came to change the mathematical equation, per se, to make things different so that we were no longer under that curse. In fact, He wants us to be healed. And I want to look at a couple scriptures that talk about that we have the right to be healed because we're no longer under the curse if you're a believer. Now, our bodies still exist in this world, and we become subject to the things that our bodies are subject to because of the curse. But we have a God who loves us, and He says these words. Go with me, if you will, to the book of, I want to go to Isaiah. Very famous scripture that talks about the fact that one of the benefits of being in the kingdom of God is we can ask and pray for and believe for God's healing in our life. He talks about the Messiah and what Jesus did. In fact, this whole chapter of Isaiah 53 is about the Messiah. It's about Jesus. And he goes on in chapter 53 of Isaiah, the fourth verse, he says, "Surely He has borne our griefs and He's carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed Him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted." It's talking about the suffering Messiah. This is the suffering Messiah chapter. And in verse 5 he says, "But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and by His stripes we are healed." By His stripes we are healed. The Spirit of God lives inside of us. And since the Spirit of God lives inside of us, we have not only the right but the privilege, the wonderful opportunity to pray for people, to pray that God would move in their life, to pray that God would heal them, because God wants to heal His people. He wants to heal His people. In the book of James, another passage, a wonderful passage, where he says, "Is there any that are sick among you? Is there anyone that are sick? Is there anyone need a touch from God? Is there anyone sick? Bring them forward and call for the elders of the church, and let the elders of church lay hands on them, and the prayer of faith will save the sick." See, God wants to heal us. But many times we are living in this under this death curse, and we don't think that there's any options for us. But when Jesus Christ went to the cross, He provided the way to break the back of the curse of the law of sin and death. In Romans chapter 8, He talks about the groaning and travailing of creation. And in that first verse, He says, "There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." So that I, when I come into to know Christ, when I come in to become a believer, that I come out from under the law of sin and death, and now I come into the open light. I come into the light of the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. "For the law of the Spirit of life has made me free." What am I free from? From the very curse. The very curse that has condemned me. He's made me free from that. And that's exciting. That's exciting. Because here, I want to tell you right now, your spirit is going to live forever. It's going to live forever. And we have the opportunity to live in God's presence, in God's glory, in God's light. And we have the opportunity to continue to follow after Him in His Word, because we have been set free. Now turn to Galatians, and we're going to see that what I'm talking about is absolutely true. One of the reasons that we go through the things that we go through could be put at the very feet of the curse of the law. of the curse of the law. In fact, Leon Patillo, I mentioned this morning, that Leon Patillo, a worship leader and a songwriter, a very famous, he played many times with Sandy Patty and different contemporary artists back in the 1980s, and some of you may have never heard of him before, very famous, but he preached one time when he was playing, and one of the things that he talked about was the law of sin and death, that we've been set free from the law of sin and death, and that curse that was received when Adam and Eve sinned, that same very curse is one of the reasons why we have the difficulties and the sin and the rotten things that happen in this life. He said even the very bad breath that we have is part of the curse. The fact that we have bad breath is part of the curse. The fact that our bodies stink is part of the curse. The fact that our bodies are deteriorating is because of the curse. The curse that was placed upon us. And Jesus Christ came to remove that curse. Go to Galatians chapter 3. And in Galatians 3, I'm going to start in verse 10 of 3. He says this: "For as many as are under the works of the law are under the curse." Everyone say under the curse. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. And most of us, before we came to know Christ, all of us before we came to know Christ, were under the works of the law. We were trying to be good enough and try to be acceptable. And he says that if that's how you were following after me, is trying to be good enough to get into the kingdom of heaven, you were under the curse. You were under the works of the law. But he goes on, he says, "For it's written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all the things which are written in the book of the law to do them." Now let me ask you this. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. How many of you, or a week ago, how many of you have found out that you've broken the law at some point? Nobody? Just me? Am I the only one who can look back and say, you know what, I've broken the law? He says, anyone who does not continue in the book, anyone who does not continue to keep the works of the law is under the curse. So all of us have been under the curse. This whole planet is under the curse. He says, "Cursed is everyone who does not continue in all the things which are written in the book of the law to do them." He's talking to believers about the fact that they try to be good enough, but they fail. "But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Yet the law is not of faith, but the man who does them shall live by them." And in verse 13 is where I wanted to get to. "But Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law." Do you see that part? Where Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it's written, "Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree." Jesus Christ took upon himself our sin. And in him, we are set free from the curse of the law, so that we could say in Romans chapter 8, where we can say that I am not condemned anymore. There is no condemnation for me because I am in Christ Jesus. And I've been set free of the law of sin and death. And everyone is set free who's walking after the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. So God gives us that benefit of walking in his light and being healed. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having been made a curse for us. When he was on that donkey going into Jerusalem, It was for the purpose of turning everything around and changing so that we were no longer under that curse. And so now he's going to come and he's going to change our bodies to be like his. That our bodies are no longer subject to that. I'm just going to ask everyone just to bow your head for just a moment. I'm going to ask the worship team to come forward.